Tefillah for Life, Shir 927, Erev Shabbos, Kedesh, Parshas Vayakel, Sunday, Parshas Pekudei. We are explaining the importance of Psukei Dezimra, and we mentioned a fascinating idea from Shimshon Pinkus Zichron Livracha based on the Arizal, the Reb Chaim Vital in the Hakdama to Shara Kavanas brings, that if a person davens from sadness, he's destroying his tefillah. It's a poisel, it ruins the tefillah. Because a person has to understand that the Rabbeinu Shalom loves him and cares about him. So how could you be sad? Now let's understand this. What does it mean a person shouldn't be sad? Even if a person's in pain, a person can cry out to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's a beautiful way to daven. But it can't be atzvos. It's very important to differentiate between crying out in pain and being sad. If a person comes into the king and he wants to ask the king for something and he's in pain, he's not sad. He might be distressed. He might be in pain. He might even be in emotional pain. But he's standing in front of the king and the king's listening to him. He's not going to be sad. He can cry out. He might even cry tears. But he's not sad, that it's important to differentiate between being sad and being in pain. A person can be in pain, but atzvus, but sadness, has no place in avodah in tefillah. That's what the Arizal is saying, and that's what Shimshon Pinkus is teaching us, that a machshava of atzvus destroys tefillah. So now let's take it back to Psukei Dezimra. What Psukei Dezimra is supposed to do is to make you realize who you're talking to. Now, of course, you might not have kavana throughout the entire Psukei Dezimra, but if you take a pasuk here and there and try to internalize it, we're currently learning the pasuk of Hashem Oyhev Tzadikim, but any pasuk, and you try to internalize its message, it will help you lift yourself up from a difficult circumstance, and realize the Rabbeinu Shalom is powerful, the Rabbeinu Shalom loves you, there's no reason to be sad. You can be in pain. You can cry out to the Rabbeinu Shalom. But it's not atzvos. It's not sadness. It's not depression. It's a motivating situation, not a depressing situation. That's what tefillah is, and that could be another reason why Psukei Dezimra is so important. It puts us into the right mood. It gives us the right attitude. It helps us feel simcha. It helps us appreciate who we're talking to and what we're doing. And that, Be'ezer Hashem, brings the Or Elyon, like the Arizal says, the Yeshua that comes when we daven feeling simcha.